This is Fine. This is a poor substitute for therapy, but an excellent substitute for other podcasts. We're not like other podcasts. Join us as we find the answers to the universe's biggest questions like, is butter a carb? Does crying burn calories? And what the f*** am I doing with my life? We're here to be your part-time therapist, astrologer, concierge doctor, and fairy godmother. Do you need someone to validate you today? Cool. Come on in. We're fine. This is fine. Hello again, this is Fine Listeners. Many of you may remember me from episode 10, but I know that the producer of this show, Dan the Man, remembers me as Butthole Girl. And to know why, you will have to go back to episode 10. And I know a lot of you are new here, according to Dominique and the analytics that she's been peeping at. So welcome in. Happy to have you here and very happy to have Dominique here, your host. And yeah, we're just going to get to know her a little bit better. But I already know her very well, so not to brag or anything.
Not to brag. And this is like an extremely narcissistic topic, but like...
Not to brag, but I have a PhD in Dominique, so let's go.
All right, this is like weird, but yeah, it's like a get to know the host thing. I've been told that people are interested. I've been sent questions. Let's just do it because yeah. I'm uncomfortable. I am uncomfortable.
and what a day to do it on your daughter's birthday, your doctor.
Oh my God, daughter's birthday. So by the time you're hearing this, we are days from my beautiful daughter's fifth birthday, the love of my life, my angel baby, the most perfect child.
I think it might be important for you to recite her full name for the listeners.
Yes. Upon her birth, I did give her like one of those horse names, you know, like when people have like show ponies and stuff, they give them like long names. So I wanted that on Stella's AKC certificate. So her official title is Stella Arwen Violet von Waffles Astorino.
But of course,
yes.
And we might have touched on this last time, but you got Stella as an emotional support animal. Yeah. So what has that been like for both her and you?
A lot. So my one regret is not doing this sooner because I think she would have been even better like earlier on. But I've had multiple trainers. Like we've worked with animal behaviorists and trainers throughout her whole lifespan. As you know, I had her in training from the time she was 8 weeks with these different experts and brought her to therapy dog school, puppy training. She has a lot of little certificates and stuff like that. And she's a really smart dog. You know, like Goldens, they really don't care what you're asking them to do as long as there's a treat involved. They're super food motivated.
Same. And, right?
For sure. But one of the trainers that we've worked with, an animal behaviorist, said a long time ago that Stella would be really good at nose work. And this trainer, she trains like bomb detection dogs, drug detection dogs. Like she is like the scent training person. And she was like, Stella would be really good at this. It would be really good for her brain and her confidence. Like, it would be such a fun hobby for the two of you. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds nice. And then the pandemic happened. And like, how was I going to remember that I wanted to have that hobby with my dog? But, you know, a couple years later, I, you know, have a diagnosis that apparently dog scent detection could be really helpful with. So we started getting back into it. And we've been doing public access training and service dog training with Golden State Service Dogs, which has been challenging, but really cool to see how she does with it. And, you know, I never thought that I would have a need for a service dog. And working with this trainer, like she was showing me and explaining to me all the things that, you know, she can do to help me and the way that this would improve her quality of life. And I just started crying. Like it was special. And so it's been a lot, but really cool to go through the process with a companion that is a dog.
What kind of access does she have now or will she have?
Well, she's still training, but you know, when she gets through that, it's going to take a while. But yeah, at that point, she will have access like as any other service dog.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That'll come in handy in
the near future, yes. With the things that so I do have some stuff that I want to hard launch. It's not that hard to figure out. A lot of you know already. I'm just, let me have this. I want to have my hard launch news moment.
Yeah. And I think the timing of the thing that we're not talking about, but we're sort of talking about has astrology and like, you know, the timing of the stars kind of played into that. Cause I know we're in eclipse season right now and, And I know that, you know, you and Shannon kind of look at the calendar to make certain decisions on timing. And yeah. I'd love to hear more about that and like any anecdotes you can give about how astrology has helped you just contextualize feelings and life and all that, especially as of late with so many things kind of in upheaval personally.
Yeah, cool. Well, it is currently Mercury retrograde. I don't know if you're aware of that as well, on top of eclipse season. So yeah, things feeling like they're hitting the fan. If you didn't listen to that last episode, it's like the nodal shift and the forecast. That's a good one to listen to right now. But okay, so a couple things. Astrology has been like a fun field of study the past, God, it's been almost 5 years now since I met Shannon, and she started kind of like sprinkling the seeds of knowledge in the soil that is my mind. But in choosing dates, that's called electional astrology, not to be confused with like elections, like political ones.
The bad ones.
Yeah, the ones that make you really stressed. But yeah, so she, I am not at that level yet. I am still very much like basic astrology. Like I can look at your chart and tell you some energies and what things mean and what the glyphs are and, you know, aspects, those kind of things. But in terms of the skill and like knowledge base to select a date based on transits, both like the collective energy transit and then how it's affecting your chart, that's like, I need a few more years. But yeah, it's been a really cool framework. And I've talked about this before, but like having hobbies and interests outside of work, like the traditional sense of work, because now I do actually help Shannon with her newsletter, so technically there is work involved. But those kind of things have been really special to me. And I know you know this, like I went from like a work obsession where like career and work was everything that I could focus on, and kind of detaching from that a little bit and finding my identity outside of work with things like astrology or music or painting or ballet. Any of that has been really helpful. I know that's like kind of a side step to what you asked.
So last summer, we had the time of our lives.
Taking a sharp turn to Italy.
Literally, there was one day in particular that resides in my top 5 days.
of life.
Yes. And through that, a screenplay idea came up. And I just want to talk about, you know... Like, I'm writing a screenplay without you, but you are, you know, you feature heavily in it.
Oh, I'm a character?
Well, you know, it's an amalgamation of all my best girlies in one, but it's, you know, autobiographical.
No, tell me I'm the main character.
All my best friends are one best friend. Just for the sake of, you know, writing it. But the idea of just two girls, you know, like... No one knows what I do. I have a LinkedIn. You can look at it. But
same.
It's like you get to an age and we are in our 30s. And the idea of writing a screenplay together and it being good and it being picked up and Greta Gerwig making it into a movie, like, that sounds insane. But let's talk about
it. But also great.
Let's talk about it. Like, is it insane? Like, why can't we? Why can't we do these things?
I, as a viewer, would love an Emily in Paris that isn't as cheesy. Like, don't get me wrong. That is my, like, turn my brain off show because I can't watch reality TV. I don't know if we've talked about this before, probably. But, like, my brain just turns off and not in, like, a good, like, decompression way. I cannot focus on reality TV. So my version of that is Emily in Paris. But I would love if it was, like, on the same level as Sex and the City or... like a Gossip Girl or something like a little more developed. Even in Avengers, which Cheyenne is not familiar with. I did have to explain the entire concept of Avengers to Cheyenne on a hike in Hawaii.
It was great. Now I don't have to watch them, so thank you.
You're so welcome.
No, but I actually know what you're saying about reality TV. Like, my worst nightmare is watching drunk white women yell at each other. And because
exactly.
If you listen to my other episode, I've been there. I don't need to do that again.
Yeah. Coming soon, Cheyenne's sobriety interview. Coming to a podcast near you that is this podcast.
Yeah, but I think about it a lot. It's like just because we've never made a movie before and we're not, you know, Matt and Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck in our early 20s. Like, who's to say we can't do that? Like, we've got fingers. We can type. We can tell a story.
I'm really good at typing.
Yeah, it's just like so easy to talk yourself out of something. But I think I think you in particular, like so many times in the, you know, since I've known you, there's just been a blank slate that you have then filled in with so much that has like always been self-starting. And I think that that's an amazing quality of yours. And like,
thank you.
Inspires me to like, just finish this fucking screenplay. Like, you never know. You never know.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to go after shit. And I have always thought, like, if there's something that doesn't exist that you want, like, try to make it real. And sometimes that doesn't work out, like an all-inclusive health compound in La Jolla. Like, it's not real yet, but I'm also not going to make it. However, in this case, the show of our dreams, like a more, what am I trying to say? It's not like the Gossip Girl reboot that was like trying too hard to be woke. And it's not like the epilogue of Sex and the City, which also was trying too hard to be woke. But I want like a fresher version. You know what I mean?
I always go back to Girls.
I never watched it. It was too emo for me.
I truly do think Lena Dunham is the voice of our generation. And sometimes the voice of our generation is annoying. But welcome in. We're pretty insufferable. But yes.
I still believe it's Catherine Cohen.
Shout out to my girl, our girl. She's on one. She's hilarious. But yeah, something that feels a little bit more real without being reality TV, because that actually is not.
It's actually the worst.
What are you going back to, you know, pleasure outside of defining your whole personality with work, which is something that, thank God, I've gotten to as well. What's been taking up your time, your free time recently?
Oh, great question. A lot of stuff like the past few weeks with a big life change, which obviously I'll get to later. But in terms of like my most recent hyperfixations, as you know, once I like something, I'm obsessed with it, like astrology or Duolingo. Shout out to my friends last year who had to stop me from doing Duolingo in the club.
In the club. Como se dice club in Italiano?
I actually don't know yet.
Weird.
I'm like, wait, I'm trying to think of like an Italian song that I know. I can't even remember. I'm like, negozio is store.
What about locazione? You know it in, what's it in French? Discotheque. Oh God, I
discotheque or I think boîte, like box. I've seen it like la boîte. Wow, I should know this. Now I'm literally pulling up Google Translate to see. Hold on, let's see the club. Let's see if they'll understand. Le club.
Le club.
Le club. let's see the dance club. If it does differently. Le club de danse. Le club de danse. I don't know. Let's see in Italian. La discoteca. Let's see. The club. Il club.
Club.
Wow, that was really it's like anticlimactic. it's just club in every language.
Universal.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry. There was a question in there. Yeah. it's like, what am I doing lately? So yeah, the languages. Obviously, I'm obsessed with perfume. And I was planning on going to perfume school this summer. For reasons that will later be revealed, I cannot go this summer, but I will be going next summer. And I'm just probably going to learn how to be a perfumer for funsies. Yeah, ballet, obviously, my entire personality. I do miss Pilates, and I'm going to make you take me to New York Pilates when I visit. Mm-hmm. Painting with or without a can. Sober painting and weed painting, both equally fun in my eyes. Yeah, some like baking and cooking when I have the time. And, you know, hosting lavish, small, intimate gatherings for girlfriends.
Yeah. Sadly, I missed your Galentine's Day party.
I know.
First, I was going to miss it because I was going to be with my boyfriend.
Yeah, oops.
And then I missed it because I was licking my wounds in Miami.
Rip.
But, yeah, I'd love to know some of the, like, more fun Pinterest-esque details of that little soiree you had.
Yeah, sometimes I just get an idea in my head based on a picture or like a mood, and then I'm like, I must bring an entire thing to life. So like, if I were to host a party going forward, let's see. So I loved, like, for Valentine's Day, like the idea of like a vintage, glamorous, like slumber party inspired by a vintage heart cake. Like, it literally was just about the cake. And I was like, okay, I just had this gelato at Italy over Christmas with my family. And it was the Amarena. So it was like a sweet milk gelato with dark chocolate and Amarena cherries. And I was like, that shit's fire. Like, this will define my entire life and personality. This will change the trajectory of where I'm heading. So I looked up like a dark chocolate cake recipe with like espresso and coffee, like both, and really like deep dark chocolate. And so I made that from scratch. And then I decided that I wanted like a white chocolate cheesecake filling with Amarena cherry puree. So I like ordered the Amarena cherries from Italy. I like whipped you're a fucking psychopath. And then I like made like this white chocolate melted like cheesecake mousse for like the middle. It's like whipped, and then like layered that with the cherries. And then I poured some like Amarena cherry syrup into a buttercream that I was making for the outside. So it was like cherry frosting. Yeah. Like I designed an entire life around this cake, to be honest.
Yeah. To me, that's just proof that you are the creative director of your life. And
thank you.
No, I love.
Also clinically insane.
I love finding out what the kernel of inspiration was for anything. And, that makes a lot of sense. I can picture it now because I saw it.
Thank you so much because I did see it. It was a fusion of like flavor and aesthetics. Like I saw the vintage heart cakes and I was like, those are cute. I would like to make them and then design something around it. And then I had the flavor experience and I was like, oh, this is where these two get married.
Yeah.
Then that's my brain little vignette.
Adorable.
Thank you.
Oh, I have a random one-off question for you.
Okay.
Oh, man, I have two. Okay.
Let them roll. Let them rip.
Thinking about just the, like, real estate in La Jolla or, Southern California, if you could take over one building and create a business, like a brick and mortar, what would it be? And it doesn't have to be like you're selling something. It could be like an event space or something. But like, what if you had all the financial means to just make a space? What would it look like? And what would it be? And how would it function?
Oh my God. Amazing question. And I immediately have an answer for you.
Great.
So there's this corner in La Jolla in like the Village area at the end of Pearl Street and La Jolla Boulevard. I don't know if you know where that is.
I actually can picture it perfectly.
Yeah, there's like an I-10 and a Baskin Robbins. And I'm like, in this economy, absolutely not. So I would take that whole corner, and like bulldoze it and put in my version of what no longer exists, but came from London. It was called Grace. I don't know if it's Belgravia or Belgravia. I don't speak British, but it's one of those. And it's like an all-inclusive health center. And I'm talking like you go to Pilates and you go to therapy and like you go to the doctor and you get a massage and you've got personal training, but there's also a juice bar. And then there's like a nice sit down restaurant with like gourmet healthy food that you can like have a fun brunch with your friends, right? There's like some workspace, there's cold plunges, like every facet of your health is in one space. Like that is my dream complex. And I wish it existed specifically right there.
And you are the person to do it. Like maybe table that, put it on the back burner for a little bit. But once you're ready, like that sounds.
Thank you so much.
Like I'd be the first customer. I would just.
Oh my, wouldn't that be so nice? Live there.
Yeah. I'm moving in.
It was literally, it's been in like a dream journal of mine since like 2017.
Yeah, no, that sounds like heaven on earth for the anxious wellness girlies.
Yeah. And like, even if you're not like wellness obsessed, it would be, or anxious, it would just be so nice to go to one place and have all of those things like from recovery to exercise to just like chilling the hell out to getting therapy or getting a checkup at the doctor or doing an IV drip. I don't know, like whatever floats your boat.
And then like, let's bring in some like art nights and, you know, community building.
Like a community space.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm in. Business partner. Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. Let's start, let's start our fifth business together.
After the script.
Yes. You recently found a new therapist.
I did. I actually didn't recently find him. I recently came off the wait list.
Yeah, and I selflessly removed myself from seeing him every week so that I could give you a spot because I care about you so much. And
I didn't know that's how it happened.
Oh my God, yeah. I told him I'll go down to 2 times a month. And thankfully,
he
thinks that I don't need to see him every week anymore. So we're all winning here.
Oh my God. He was like, I have an opening. And I was like, oh, I bet Cheyenne like just recommended that he take me first.
Nor.
Wow. Well, oh, that makes me so happy. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I love this man in like a totally professional way. But I also, and we probably talked about this last Get to Know You episode, I personally shed a few tears when your previous therapist retired.
Yes.
That man did wonders, and I hope he's enjoying his well-deserved retirement. But
God, he earned it.
Yeah, like we don't have to get into specifics of what you and our guy are talking about, but just how does it feel being back in the therapeutic arms of someone else?
Yeah, honestly, like huge relief, especially right now. Like we've said it before, but like kind of at a juncture, beginning of the year, had no idea. Like I usually have some kind of plan, like how I'm tracking toward my goals, what I want next. And I felt none of that in January, which is weird for me. Like January is my time. Mm-hmm. Like that's when I'm like really, I'm hitting the ground running. I am New Year's resolutions. I am goal setting. January 1, like doing a juice shot and like doing a battle cry.
We had like a full on Google Meet to go over our,
yes.
Yeah, like we did a retrospective the year before and what we wanted and like LOL that I put on mine, less alcohol, more water.
I forgot about that. Wait, I think I'm going to come back to like the therapy question. I want to gently divert for a moment to bring people up to speed with our board of directors meetings. Mm-hmm. I think this is like something that other people could benefit from. So there's a concept. I think Shannon may have introduced this to me, but you have a board of directors and you treat yourself and your life as if you were a business in a sense, where you have certain people who are sort of your experts in different areas. And Cheyenne and I have just like our board together and we have like quarterly meetings. And I, as you probably are not surprised by, am the psycho who makes the PowerPoint presentation that we use for our meetings.
And they're gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you. So yes, we have board of directors meetings in which we go over like a state of the union, like where we're at, and then like where we want to be. So like last summer, for example, like last spring, we had like a hot girl summer board of directors meeting, state of the union. What are we doing? How are we preparing? So yeah, that kind of like brings it back to feeling lost at the beginning of this year and like not really knowing what direction I'm heading in. And then something kind of like came up and I was like, that's the direction. But it requires a lot of upheaval, which although I'm like tracking towards something very good, the upheaval part is a lot for me. And I think, I don't want to say I have like a low stress threshold, but I kind of do, despite therapy. Yeah, I'm just a very sensitive girly, as you know. So having a therapist at this exact time feels particularly kismet. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. That that wait list, I can't even imagine how long.
Oh my God. Well, it's at least 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it? Like Sophie's Choice. I Sophie's Choiced myself for you.
Oh my God.
I've actually never seen the movie. I just think that I understand.
Me either. That was really self-sacrificing though. So thank you for your service.
Sorry to Sophie's Choice fans if that was way off the mark, but
I'm sorry to Sophie.
Sure, it's a great film. Word Squirrel. Should we tell people about Word Squirrel?
It is kind of like our special thing, but like, would you like to read some of our words? Well, how about you tell them the concept of wood squirrels?
I have it up right now.
The document's ready to go.
Yeah. So one time I could not remember the word kitten. And so I said, you know, like a baby cat. And that was, I think, what started it. And then in watching New Girl, which I haven't, you know, that used to be my comfort show. Nick does a lot of word squirrel. So it's basically like deconstructing a very normal word and coming up with like a string of about three words to say the same
as an alternate.
And I actually went on a second date with someone recently and showed him, and his favorite was butt burp, which is a fart. Mouth fart is a burp.
right, of course.
Oh, he also really liked sky cry, which is rain.
Yeah.
Alternately, there's sky
spicy
sob,
sky raisin.
Spicy sky, yeah. It is also, it's adjacent to like dog speak.
Yeah.
Yes. Like Stella is fluent in word squirrel when she's typing on her Instagram captions. Yeah.
When she's anthropomorphized on Instagram.
Rain cape is rain poncho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rain shield umbrella. That one's, butt tissues, toilet paper, foot sweaters.
Lawyer school was one of my faves. Even though it's not that far off from law school, lawyer school was really funny at the time.
It's great. Yeah. Forehead lashes, eyebrows, leg, elbows, or knees, hand, teeth, or fingernails.
We had a really long list.
I don't remember this one or who came up with it. Thought sponge. That's a brain.
That's you. That was not me.
Hummus, liquid chickpeas. Hard hummus is chickpeas. Anyways, we're pretty stupid sometimes.
Solid
but
hummus.
I think the point is, you know, and this, I brought this up on my date with this guy. Is like, I've been so lucky to, in my life, acquire friends who, like, every opportunity is an opportunity to have fun. So it's like, say you're just like, oh, I'll be at your house in 5 minutes. Like, there's so many other ways you can say that are fun. Like, I can't think of one right now, but it's like, see you in 5 minutes, you silly goose, or whatever. You know, like, I just think that we're very lucky in that the way our brains work. It's just always a good time up in here. And if any listeners have some word squirrels that they can add, feel free to slide into either of our DMs, because this list, while long-ish, could definitely use some padding, I would say.
Yeah, could always benefit from an addition. Yeah. Like I was just watching Big Mouth, and the two little kids like ate the dad's weed gummies, and then they were like, oh my God, like, look at your hands. They've got finger knees. And they're talking about their knuckles. And like, yes, they are finger knees. And that's a prime example of a word squirrel. So
I'm actually adding it right now.
Yeah, perfect. I think another point of this is something another therapist once told me that she identified that I love this quality in other people. Access to inner child, I think, is like one of the most important things. Like, yes, it's important to be mature, but you should also, in my opinion, have access to your inner child and be able to live life playfully and joyfully. And I think, like, maybe word squirrels aren't funny to you, and if so, you have a bad sense of humor, but... Just kidding.
No, and that's a much more eloquent way of saying what I was trying to say. It's like, just have fun. Like, and I have one of my really good friends back in California, Kelly, has always been an archetype of that exact thing. Like, she's a boss ass adult woman who is so in touch with her inner child. And it is like the most refreshing energy to be around, because turns out you can have it all. You can like handle your shit in a really mature way and like, you know, just be like a respectful human and still have the time of your life and not take anything all that seriously. And just, I think that the inner child, she knows the spice of life. And this brings up a good question of mine. So I've always said I have an old soul, and I said that to someone recently, and they're like, what? You have like a very young soul.
You're like, no, you fucking don't.
But to me, I always said I have an old soul, because the oldest souls know that, like, don't worry about shit, just have a good time. And so I think of young souls as like, it's their first rodeo here, and they're just like spazzing over everything. But maybe I've been saying it wrong, and I do have a young soul. I don't know. Like,
maybe there's wisdom in your inner child.
I have dyslexia, so I don't know anymore.
Well, I think like there's, like I'm saying, like there's an innate wisdom in your inner child that hasn't been as scarred or jaded by the outside world. I don't know. Sometimes with age comes like that mental spiritual clouding, right? I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, but I feel like there's some inherent wisdom in your inner child that gives you that perhaps sense of maturity or sense that you've been doing this a while.
Yeah. It's unencumbered. Been a couple times. Yeah. I'd say like, let's just, I'll give myself medium soul.
I'm a midlife soul.
Yeah. My soul is in its midlife crisis. All right. Well, let's end it on how are you celebrating? How is Stella celebrating her birthday?
Well, I did buy her a $30 piece of salmon that she ate in probably 30 seconds after I cut it up for her. So that was really nice for her. Just a good old piece of sashimi grade, top of the line fish. I'll probably get her a peppuccino. We'll do some beach zoomies. I'll let her cake her entire body in sand the way that she loves to do.
And have like a little aperitif seaweed drink.
Just, yeah, she'll probably eat a lot of seaweed and I won't even yell at her to stop doing it. I'm just going to let it roll.
Birthdays are a free pass day.
Yeah, this is the hall pass day for the dog. Wait, hall pass is definitely not the term I want to use. That was a mistake.
So. I think that we should do this again sometime. Probably July, end of July. I don't know. It's just something tells me that like that might be an interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Good frame, good time. Astrologically, energetically, logistically, news wise. Yeah.
So on that note, thanks for tuning in to today's episode of This Is Fine. I've been your host, Cheyenne Arnold. I'm calling in from Brooklyn, New York, but this podcast is produced at DLI Productions in San Diego, California. This is a comedy and advice podcast, but for legal reasons, this entire podcast is a joke and none of it is medical advice. To support this beautiful program, visit patreon.com/thisisfinepodcast.